current events coverage with a look at a battle happening right now in northern Iraq. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters are trying to take control of the Iraqi town of Sinjar from the ISIS terrorists who currently occupy it. We've talked about the Kurds lately. They're an ethnic group that lives in different parts of the Middle East, and the Peshmerga are a Kurdish military force leading this fight on the ground. One thing ISIS wants to do is form a caliphate, its own country based on its severe interpretation of Islam. ISIS wants it located in Iraq and Syria. But if Kurdish forces, with international help, are able to reclaim Sinjar, it would help break up the areas controlled by ISIS. CNN's Nick Payton Walsh was there when the battle began on Thursday morning.
Just behind me, you can see the thick black smoke that has been covering the center of Sinjar since pretty much about this morning when the offensive began in earnest at first light. In the distance over here, too, there's been pretty consistent exchanges of heavy machine gun fire. I can't tell you precisely where we are. We're on the outskirts of Sinjar because of the rules we agreed to when working with the Peshmerga in this embed. But there is intense fighting here. They are trying to dig themselves in, and I am standing on a key part of the strategic mission here, which is to take over this route that runs between ISIS's capital of Raqqa in Syria and their key town of Mosul in Iraq. Now, at this stage, the Peshmerga seem to hold this particular area. Thanks to the noise I'm hearing above me of coalition jets, drones as well, and we also hear potentially military advisors in the local area too. Further down this road, though, the challenge gets messier. We're hearing of potentially 300 ISIS fighters still in the urban sprawl there. It's densely packed. The Peshmerga are moving round in an arch, it seems, to try and go round the entire city, but tense fighting potentially ahead here, no sense of things slowing, and ISIS very close to where we are, within a kilometre, frankly, of where I'm standing. So much optimism at dawn. This could be over in days. As the day ends, the booby traps, the mines, the sheer exhaustion potentially of moving into this city, the booby trap roads, making some Peshmerga here slightly less optimistic this could be over as quickly as they'd hoped.